defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Inside the GunBroker.com studio on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone, the Armed American Radio Video Network studios. If you are jumping in from one of our affiliates around the country, thank you very much. On the live stream on Facebook, make sure to like and share the post. If you're watching us on television and any of those 11 stations up in Northern California and Nancy Pelosi's backyard, hey, Nancy, go clean up your own backyard, right? And get off my back and get off my lawn, lady. If you're watching us on any of those stations, great to be with you. And Reno, Nevada, let's not forget that. Before I go to my guest, some things just jump out at you. And it requires me to remind you. And I'll talk with my guest about this. Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon will be here in just a moment. He's here. He's listening. But we'll go to him in just a moment. Because I am compelled to remind you now, and I hadn't planned on this, but that evil exists, and I want to remind you of just how evil can be. There's a story out about an hour ago. I saw it literally 9 minutes ago when one of my alerts popped up. And I don't know what alert I had that pulled this up. But it was a Fox News headline. Slain Illinois boy, five years old, tells mother, "I don't ever see you again," in heartbreaking tape. Heard at mom's murder trial. I'm going to go through this with you because it bears repeating and reminding that there is evil on this earth, evil that will do anything, far worse than telling you to wear a mask, far worse than that. An Illinois mom is now facing 60 years in prison. She ought to be facing the death sentence. But Illinois, there's that. For beating her five-year-old son, who was found wrapped in plastic and buried in a small, shallow grave near their home. A judge was listening to and heard statements from neighbors who used to hear this little kid being beaten and had told the judge accounts of seeing him battered, bruised, cuts and bruises for years before he was killed. Keep in mind, he's five. There was an audio tape that McHenry County State's Attorney Patrick Keneally, that the convicted mother, Joanne Cunningham, brought the convicted mother, Joanne Cunningham, this monster, and other members of the family and the courtroom to tears. 2 weeks before this little boy died, Andrew J. Freund, the baby's name was Andrew A.J. Freund, told his mom he would like to have, quote, really bad people do bad things to her so she would leave him with his dad. "Why do you want these bad people to hurt me?" she asked him, and he's heard on the tape saying, "So I don't ever see you again." He is five years old. There was a cell phone video from their house dated March 4th that also showed AJ laying naked on a mattress with bruises and bandages on his body. And a woman who police say is Cunningham, the mom, can be heard on that cell phone tape screaming and yelling at him for wetting a bed. He's 5 years old. Imagine that. When confronted, and I quote now from the piece, with the footage, it was the boy's father, Andrew Freund Sr., who led police to the body. Said he was arrested. I guess both of them were arrested and charged with first-degree murder. He has pleaded not guilty. Now get this. Because she's the one that beat him to death. But he admitted to investigators that he had put the boy to bed cold, wet, and naked, and later found him unresponsive, and also admitted to investigators that he's pleading not guilty because the mom beat him to death. But he admitted that he put AJ's body, his son, in a plastic container and stored it in the basement to be buried later. They found duct tape, plastic gloves, air freshener, and bleach on a shopping list. You know, as a parent, a talk radio host left speechless. I want you to think about that for a moment. Now, first of all, this guy's pleading not guilty. He's pleading not guilty because she beat him. He's not guilty. But he put him to bed cold, naked, screaming, beaten, and then, of course, put his son's body in a plastic bin, hid it to be buried. Let's go to Stephen Gutowski, Washington Free Beacon. Stephen, when you hear stuff like this, you know, my skin crawls. I get sick to my stomach. I'd like to do to the two of them what they did to him. I'd like to see public execution come back, maybe the town square. Maybe that would be a deterrent. But it reminds me that there is no deterrent to evil. What are your thoughts? We have Stephen.
It makes you wonder. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. I can hear you now, Stephen. Go ahead. What's that say?
I mean, it just is such a disturbing story, and it really makes you wonder how anyone has the capacity to do something like that. But like you said, it also reminds you that people do have the capacity to do things like that, and that we live in a fallen world where horrible sins, you know, are present every day.
I know people would like to think that, that whole can't we all just get along thing. But as long as there are people on earth like this, the answer to that is no. We have to be realistic. We all can't get along. We don't live in kumbaya land, okay? The capital of which is not Unicorn Central City. I mean, at what point in time are people going to wake up and understand that monsters like this walk the earth and that we have a right to be able to protect and defend ourselves and our loved ones from this kind of evil?
Yeah, I mean, it's necessary to defend the people you love from truly horrific circumstances sometimes. You know, I think that's something that is a universal truth in this world.
Yeah, hopefully, this stuff like this, I hadn't planned on talking about this today when I saw this pop up. I use these things as reminders to you listeners and viewers to keep in mind and never forget. Remember that things can happen. Bad people can. You can meet a bad person. Think about this. This woman was standing in line at a grocery store buying these items. Could have been standing next to you, behind you. You never know who's out there. And it's an eye popper and a reminder. Hey, Stephen, is it a shock to you, moving on, that Mayor Lori Lightfoot in Chicago is now screaming for more gun control and blaming Donald Trump for not doing things that's causing the violence in her city?
No, I mean, of course not. That's a common refrain that you see from the politicians in Chicago, that essentially, even though they have the gun control policies that many advocates want for, the national level, their excuse for why, or their reasoning for why those policies aren't preventing gun crime in Chicago itself to the level that they would expect it to, is that, you know, Indiana doesn't have tough enough gun laws or any of their neighboring states. That's really the fault of, the neighboring states, which is why we need to have, national gun control laws that match up with what Chicago has at the local level. It's always a funny argument to me because, I mean, if it's Indiana's laws that are the problem, and if it's Virginia's laws that are a problem, is a common refrain here as well, even from Virginia right. Democrats will say this, but also people in D.C. and Maryland, the reason D.C.'s gun crime is so much higher than people want it to be is because of Virginia. But mm-hmm. Virginia doesn't have the gun crime right. that D.C. does. So if it's Virginia's laws that are the problem or Indiana's laws that are the problem in Illinois, why don't we see the same levels of gun violence in Virginia and Indiana that we see in D.C. and Chicago?
Because they're lying to the stupid common denominator. That's why. There's an element out there that buys this stuff. There's an element out there that buys into this shtick. There's an element out there that continues to vote for these people, Okay. There is, and you know, you don't have to agree with me on this one, Stephen. I'll say it for me, but there's a certain level of stupidity that's required to fall for this stuff. And, you know, whoever continue, look, how many mayors have we heard this same gobbledygook from over the decades? You go back, well, you go back to Daley. He and his father controlled Chicago for near 80 years. But you come out of Chicago, you go into just, you know, pick one. And we've heard the same thing, have we not? Isn't it the same thing? It's, you know, here comes the break. I apologize. I went a little bit over. I got off my mojo there because I was talking about that evil. When we come back, we'll go back to Stephen Gutowski to Chicago. I'll tell you what three things she wants. Then we're going to cover some work that Stephen's been doing over at the Free Beacon. We'll be back right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
You know, a great quality tactical flashlight can be the tool that stops an attacker in his tracks with blinding light, allowing you the opportunity to escape. But there's a lot of cheap lights out there, right? So we're going to help you out. You know what I mean if you've gotten one of those low quality flashlights. They're just not as bright as you were led to believe. But here's one tactical flashlight that lives up to its promises. I'm talking about the Farpoint Tactical Pro. It has a blinding 4,000 true lumens of LED light that illuminate any person or object at a distance of not one, but four football fields. But finding a genuine Farpoint Tactical Pro isn't easy. A lot of Chinese companies are knocking these things off just to fool you and turn an easy profit. That's not unusual today. You must buy directly from the manufacturer to know you're getting the real thing. Good news. Our partner, Pulse TV, has this flashlight, and I just got permission to give it to you at a deep one-time discount today. But you got to hurry. Inventory is very limited. These are going to sell out fast. To get the exclusive offer, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED to place your order today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom with you. GunBroker.com, by the way, a really good friend of mine, very close friend of mine, one of my closest friends in the world, hit me up today about a question he had on a gun that he's looking at over at GunBroker.com. And I can't wait to see it. 9mm carbine pistol. I'll tell you all about it when he makes the purchase, but I'm thrilled for him. So hopefully find out later today that he's made it. He's found a number of them over there that he's looking at. You can do the same thing. GunBroker.com has it. If your stores don't, believe me, they've got it over there. And yes, Martin asked in the Facebook post, is this coffee the Defender coffee? It is Defender coffee. Hold on, let me take a sip. There you go, DefenderCoffee.com. Use the promo code AAR. Stephen Gutowski, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios with me, brother. You doing okay today?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Pretty busy. A lot of news out there, of course.
There is, and we're going to cover a whole bunch of what you're going over here in the next couple segments. But first, let me just wrap up Chicago with this. Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Now, let me throw this disclaimer out there, okay? Mayor Lightfoot is an idiot, and she has no idea what she's talking about. This escapes her. She isn't smart enough to figure this stuff out. So I'm not trying to demean her. She does it to herself. Here's what she's asking for. She claims now, and I quote her, if the president was really committed, because Trump is fed up with crime in Democrat-controlled cities. I've been telling you on this program for years. You show me an American city in decay, I'll show you an American city run by Democrats for decades. Trump's figured that out. He knows it. America knows it. And the Democrats don't like when we say it, which is why we say it. Here's what she said. If the president was really committed to helping us deal with our violence, he would do some easy things. What he would push for is universal background checks, an assault weapons ban, and making sure that people who are banned from getting on airplanes can't get guns. So let's take all three of those things real fast. First of all, Chicago already has, as far as universal background checks, already has in Illinois, you have to get a background check to get a license to purchase a gun, which is a de facto universal background check. But again, Stephen, it's you have to be foolish enough to think that criminals are going through this process. But isn't that akin to already a universal background check?
Yes. I mean, it's really more aggressive than a universal background check bill.
It is.
Because it's an actual licensing system for purchasing firearms. So you have to get a firearms owner ID card in Illinois. So you have to go through a whole process just to be able to get that ID so you can legally buy guns there.
All right. So that's the first one. We've just debunked that. Number two, an assault weapons ban. She neglected to tell you that Cook County already has an assault weapons ban. So again, Stephen, I ask, if Cook County already has an assault weapons ban, I'm going to assume that her argument would be, like you said earlier, that Indiana doesn't, that Wisconsin doesn't. But that's not a problem in those states, only somehow in Cook County, right?
Yeah, essentially, that's the argument you hear often from politicians like her, that it's essentially the problem is the solutions that they already have, but at a national level, because otherwise, you know, people illegally bring them to their state, and that's when they cause problems. But I mean, that you obviously right there, you have the illegal part in that right. That statement. So it's already illegal for people to do what she's talking about without a federal law on it.
Yeah, and the third one and final is he would push to make sure that people who are banned from getting on airplanes can't get guns. So there's a couple different holes I could go down with this one. The first one would be to, again, this is the assumption that bad people are buying guns in gun stores, which is not the case. And number two, I'm guessing she thinks, or maybe she's banned all of Chicago's gangbangers from flying, and therefore she thinks that that would help stop quote-unquote gun crime, as long as those people, because they're banned from flying, can't get guns. I don't know what her correlation is here. Again, I say there's a certain level of stupidity here, Stephen, but yeah. All three
well,
of these
she's
things.
Talking, yeah, she, I mean, she's talking about the no-fly list, right, which
right.
is a which has been something Democrats have pushed for. And actually, there was a proposal by Republicans a couple of years ago that as long as there was some sort of due process involved in that, a proposal like that might have moved forward, but Democrats didn't want that. And also, I mean, most people on the no-fly list are already prohibited from owning firearms in the United States because they're foreign nationals. So,
correct. And Mayor Lightfoot, I don't know that Mayor Lightfoot possesses the intelligence to understand any and all of this, but Chicago, you get what you elect, and you do it to yourselves election after election after election. And frankly, it's really hard to have sympathy for you. In fact, it's near impossible to have sympathy for you after all of these decades have built up. You get what you pay for. Play stupid games, you're going to win stupid prizes. It's pretty much that simple. All right, Stephen, before we go farther, sad to say that I'm not going to be able to moderate or speak on a panel with you physically at GRPC this year, bro. I'm going to miss that.
Yeah, I mean, not physically, but, honestly, things are rough, so I'm understanding of why SAF decided to move to a virtual convention. It should be an interesting experience as well. Really, nothing like this that I'm aware of has happened before. I think A Girl and a Gun did their conference virtually, but it's a little different, obviously, from GRPC. So it should still be a really interesting experience, I think. I believe we're both still speaking, just in a little bit of different capacity.
We will be, as far as a panel is concerned, it's my understanding that we will still be grouped together. We'll just be speaking virtually, of course. And here's what I like about this. This might wind up being a real blessing in disguise, because I have a feeling we're going to reach as many as 250,000 more people virtually than we would. You know, we had over 100,000 views in Phoenix last year, and that was a huge event. This year, and that was on the Facebook Live, this year it's going to be over multiple platforms and a lot of time to push this. So I think you're going to reach more gun owners this way than you would if it were a physical event. But like you, I had been concerned. If I had to put money on a table in Vegas, I would have bet against the GRPC going off. There's a lot of things I'm going to bet are not going to go off. I'm not real high on the, I know Rob is still adamant about having the deal in Washington, D.C. I'm still not feeling real comfortable about that just because people don't want to travel. It's 10 days before what is going to be a very raucous election and a very real possibility that there could be some very bad things going on in D.C. And a lot of people don't want to fly there to get caught in that. And thirdly, SHOT Show, I don't see it happening. Do you feel any different about it? I'm just curious.
I mean, at this point, with the way things are going, I think anyone that holds a large indoor event is taking a big risk, it's kind of like having an outdoor event in a thunderstorm. Maybe you don't get struck. Maybe nobody gets struck by lightning, but maybe somebody does. And so I can see why, especially with the way things are trending in Florida at the moment, why this decision was made. And I think it's probably the right one. Maybe there's some room for outdoor events like, Rob's event in D.C. And maybe things will improve by then. We just have to kind of wait and see, I guess.
We're going to follow it. We're going to watch it. We're going to follow it. I'm not right. I don't think a lot of people are going to be wanting to travel right now, particularly that close to the election. That's got me a little bit concerned. I hope I'm wrong. I'm scheduled to speak, but no doubt you will be there as well if, in fact, it goes off. When we come back, we're going to start covering some of the stuff Stephen's been writing about for the last couple weeks. Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon continues with me here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You are welcome back inside Armed American Radio's. Excuse me. Let me have some Defender coffee. There it is. Hold on. I donate my profits to the Second Amendment Foundation, by the way. Welcome back inside the GunBroker.com studios with me on the Car Arms Platinum microphone, filling your prescription for freedom around the country, on your television screens, on your live streams, and here in the radio studios with you on national radio. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. Quick business, get out of the way here real fast. Lead Slinger's Whiskey, Love the Vets. Brad Primo joins me every week in the roundtable on the Sunday Monster Cast. Make sure to check out everything at Lead Slinger. Go to the website, leadslingerswhiskey.com. Put your zip code in. Find a distributor that has all their products near you. PulseTV.com, the flashlight's been flying off the shelves. It's still available. I checked it before the show today. They'll take it off when it's not. 62% off. PulseTV.com, PulseTV.com/armed. And get that flashlight for $29, 4,000 lumens. Thing's nice. Crossbreed holsters right now overstocks 35% up to 35% off at crossbreedholsters.com right now up to 35% off. Make sure to check that out. Crossbreedholsters.com. My Pillow, use the promo code AAR. You guys are killing it. Thank you so much for supporting Mike Lindell. Goya, same thing too. And we got nothing going on with Goya. We got to support these people. I'm telling you, man. And, of course, Car Arms and GunBroker.com. We'll cover just a few more in the next segment. Let's go back to Stephen Gutowski. Stephen, you wrote something that when I saw it about, I guess it was about 6 days ago, that angered me. Which sometimes you can do that because your finger's on the pulse of some of these stories. But when I saw your headline, Gun Control Group Behind $4 Million Election Push Takes Coronavirus Relief, I knew what you were talking about without even going any deeper. They took taxpayer money in the form of the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Act, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, two of them did. Brady and Giffords, the 501c3s, this is like their non-political education arms, right? I guess we should start off real quick. A lot of these advocacy groups, political advocacy groups, are actually made up of a number of different legal entities, right? The NRA does this. All the gun control groups do this. Most political groups out there will do this, right? So they'll have an education arm and an advocacy arm, and then a political action committee, maybe a super PAC, you know. And so the way that this, and that's on purpose, right? Because different legal entities can do different things under federal law when it comes to like fundraising, election spending. So Brady and Giffords in this case, both their education arms took PPP loans. And then one of the big problems with that is their PACs, their political action committees, which are technically separate groups legally, have promised to spend huge amounts of money in the upcoming election. But the way these groups work in practice, and again, it's not just the gun control groups. This is similar across the political spectrum. But the way they work in practice is that these groups tend to move money around between each other, and they'll do that in a number of different ways. You know, they'll rent each other's staff, like they'll pay each other for, you know, there's the employees working on, you know, the PAC's programs. The hours they work for the PAC get charged back to the education group, you know, things like that. The education group will rent office space from, you know, the advocacy arm, and the advocacy arm will give grants to the education group or vice versa. So, you know, there's legal ways to move money between these groups. This is a common thing you hear about with Planned Parenthood, because Planned Parenthood gets federal funding for for some of their legal arms, their legal entities get federal funding, but they're technically not allowed to use it for, you know, abortion services. But it's really kind of hard to create walls like that inside of these groups. And so that's where the controversy comes, right? You got one arm of Brady and Giffords taking these federal loans. Because they said, and Brady, their spokesman, talked to me and said, essentially, you know, they're struggling to raise money like a lot of other charities are. You know, like, I mean, even the NRA has struggled a lot to raise money at this point. But the main difference is the NRA hasn't taken any of these loans. In fact, as far as I could tell, none of the gun rights organizations have taken PPP loans, whereas Brady did. But their PAC is still planning to spend a lot of money in the election, even though, you know, these loans are designed to keep people's paychecks going, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to, the groups wouldn't be able to pay their employees. And so if they needed the PPP loan to keep their employees paid, it was that desperate, then how can they still afford to spend so much? How can their PAC still afford to spend so much money in the election is the real question here.
You spoke with Liam Sullivan over there, the spokesman for the Brady Center, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he said. Like other nonprofits, the Brady Center is funded by giving and fundraising events, both of which obviously have been impacted and will be impacted for the foreseeable future. We just applied and were approved, obviously, under the same sort of criteria as others with concerns for payroll. You know, and they're going on. But it's. I want to point out, Stephen, what Alan pointed out at Second Amendment Foundation in his press release, just about how insidious this is, that they're taking taxpayer money to go after taxpayers' rights and freedoms. It is, and when you just put it in that very simple equation, it tells you who you're dealing with. And at some point in time, I don't want to do it today, but I want to have a conversation with you about race and the racist roots of gun control, and that we all know are the racist roots of gun control. And the gun control groups now support, we don't know if they're silent, but, you know, apparently in support of the protests and the protesters, while pushing, as the nation supposedly has this debate, or at least that's what they tell you on the news, because the news calls it and creates a narrative of race as if that's somehow new in America. It's a new discussion as we do this in America. Yet we've got these groups still pushing for gun control, which are racist at their very root and core. And that will be a fascinating conversation, but way too much for today's show, because I don't want to blindside you by that. I want to talk about some of the things that you wrote about, but be ready for that one, Stephen. We need to have that conversation. Because that's going to be a good one.
I do want to say real please. Quick on this particular story. You know, I think you can look at it one of two ways, right? Clearly, the gun control people have decided that, you know, their loss of fundraising, which has impacted their ability to pay staff, justifies them taking these loans, and that it's okay because the education groups are technically legally separate groups. Whereas the gun rights people, by and large, and Alan Gowley's been very vocal on this, but they've decided that that's not the right solution, that is, in fact, both morally and possibly legally questionable, and instead have largely, I mean, not as much maybe SAF, but
thank
the
you
NRA.
So much for having, thank you so much for holding. My name is Nick. I'll be assisting you with your Google listing today. Am I speaking with the owner of Health?
I have no idea what that is. So we will move on from that. I don't know what that is or where that came from. Stephen, are you still with me? We lost Stephen. Okay, that must have come from Stephen. That was interesting. Shanto, I didn't know where that was coming from, but what Stephen was talking about was Alan Gottlieb has been pretty aggressive in going after these groups for taking this taxpayer money, because what he's talking about, frankly, it's morally reprehensible. The legalities of it, I don't know enough about right now. I know that there are people looking at it, but from a moral standpoint, it shows you who's morally bankrupt and who's not. It shows you who has character and who doesn't have character. It shows you that the gun rights organizations who fight for freedom are also 501c3s, dependent on you and I to support them. And believe me, I know when the SAF and CCRKBA's fundraising is having difficulty. We go through this up and down through economic crisis all the time. And certainly, like every other organization out there, we as an organization did too. I think we've got Stephen Gutowski back, but we're getting ready to take a break. So that's perfect timing. We'll be back with him right after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses crashes are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed. Let me tell you, if you're on the live stream, you could hear the raw audio between myself and Sean as we were talking about that bizarre incident that just happened while Stephen was on the line with us. Stephen, welcome back. I mentioned to the Facebook stream, you had texted me and said, what happened? I said, no clue. Stephen writes back, I'm back on the line. Sounded like we got crossed with some kind of customer service call. That was absolutely crazy, Stephen. Sean and I were talking about that before. I have no idea. We have no idea how that happened. You know, it's NSA listening to us, and when they went to plug us back in, they went to hit the wrong, they put us in the wrong XLR jack. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Maybe NSA said, "Hey, cross their wires and see what happens. Let's throw their mojo off." You know, you never know.
Fun,
go ahead.
So, just the last point that I was making on that was, you got these two different approaches, right? The gun control groups seem to think it's better to take these government loans than lay people off, and I guess groups like the NRA have decided that, for one reason or another, they didn't want to take these loans, or maybe thought that they couldn't legally take them, given their political activities, and instead have, furloughed or laid off people. So, there's you can look at it two different ways. I guess it all depends on how it comes down for you.
Yeah, well, when we dropped you before the NSA plugged us back into the wrong jack intentionally to mess with us, at that moment I said, I got to talking about morals. And you can tell who's morally bankrupt and who's not. And all you have to do is go to SAF.org and read the press release that Alan put out relative to this subject. He was very aggressive in his approach to the anti-gunners, as well he should be, and made the point that now you can see these people will take taxpayer dollars to go after your fundamental constitutional rights. It's moral bankruptcy. All right, Stephen, I've been dying to ask you this question. You wrote about it. Cops seize guns from St. Louis couple who confronted protesters. We've been talking about this on and off throughout the week. But what gives here, man? Do you know, and because you tend to find things out others don't, do you know more about why that was even approved and why their guns were seized, and any updates on any potential charges yet here?
Their lawyer believes that they're going to be charged really any minute with exhibiting, which is basically brandishing, with, you know, an intent to threaten. And he believes that the guns were seized. The police wouldn't comment on this, but the couple's lawyer believes that the guns were seized because in order to make that charge, police have to prove that the firearms were in working order and an actual lethal, immediate lethal threat. And so that's why they have the guns from what the lawyer says.
Okay.
And I think we should expect charges to be filed in that case, you know, relatively soon. They haven't been charged today. I spoke with the lawyer this morning. So
okay.
They haven't been charged yet, but certainly I would expect them to be charged. Now, the question here is whether or not they can be convicted, right? Because Missouri has a very strong, very expansive castle doctrine that extends beyond just the literal house and to your private property. So
there is no jury if this even goes to a jury, there is no jury that's going to convict this couple. None. Not one. Not in the state of Missouri. And I don't believe you're going to see this stick. And I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm probably wrong on this, but I'm still not yet convinced that they're going to be charged. I think that prosecutor, as agenda driven as she is, has got to know that. Do you, or again, are they so blinded by ideology that she actually believes that she can get a conviction under the strength of those Missouri laws that protect these homeowners?
Yeah, I mean, that's the question. I mean, that's the thing, right? There's the old saying about prosecutors and a ham sandwich, right?
Yeah. You can indict a ham sandwich or whatever, right?
So, you know, whether or not someone gets charged with a crime is very different from whether or not someone is convicted of that crime. And so, you know, I could certainly see charges being filed at this point now that they've gone through the hassle of getting a search warrant and seizing the firearms.
Right.
I just would be very skeptical that they could actually convict them under Missouri's law. Now, that's key because Missouri's law is not like every other state's law
right.
in this department, because you have a right in Missouri to defend, to basically use lethal force to prevent anyone from unlawfully coming onto your private property. And again, this is actually another important point in this particular case. The lawyer says that the sidewalk those people, the crowd were on, is actually property specifically of the McCloskey family,
right.
Not the neighborhood necessarily. So there was some, you know, confusion about that, whether this sidewalk these people were on was part of their personal private property. The lawyer says it was, which sort of clears up that question. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, the law, I mean, maybe there's some case law in Missouri that gives an opening here that I'm not aware of. That's always possible. But the statute itself is pretty straightforward. I mean, if you can use lethal force to prevent someone from coming onto your private property uninvited in Missouri, then presumably you could also brandish to prevent them from doing so. So, you know, it's really hard to see how they're going to be convicted, but that's not necessarily the case in a lot of other states where the Castle Doctrine is generally reserved for your actual home, inside right. of your actual home, instead of your private property generally.
You know, in this case, and I have to say this, I've said this before, tactically speaking, I don't see myself doing what they did tactically under those conditions. I just don't. I would have handled things personally. And I say that now,
right.
but I wasn't there. I can see myself handling things a little differently, number one. And number two, safe to say, from everything I've seen and from every expert I've spoken to, and just from years and years and years of personal experience, a sling and a holster would have kept these people from being arrested, period.
Sure.
Now, having said that, it is, here's where we are, Stephen. I'm going to read this prosecutor's statement, the circuit attorney, Kimberly M. Gardner. I'm alarmed at the events that occurred over the weekend where peaceful protesters were met by guns in a violent assault. Now, let's flip that. I am alarmed at the events that occurred over the weekend where peaceful homeowners were met by a violent mob. You see how we flip that? Okay. Next sentence. We must protect the right to peacefully protest, and any attempt to chill it through intimidation or threat of deadly force will not be tolerated. Let's flip that statement. We must protect the right of homeowners, and any attempt to chill or freeze those rights by intimidation or threat of force against the homeowner will not be tolerated. You see how we can flip these? My office is currently working with the public and police to investigate these events. Okay, we would like to see her say, my office is currently working with the public and police to investigate these mob events against these peaceful, law-abiding citizens on their property. Then she goes, make no mistake, we will not tolerate the use of force against those exercising their First Amendment rights, and we will use the full power of Missouri law to hold those people accountable. Here's what we'd like to see. Make no mistake, we will not tolerate the use of force against peaceful, law-abiding homeowners residing in their homes lawfully and peacefully. And we will use the full power of Missouri law to hold people accountable who broke onto and into or onto their property in violation of their property rights. Wouldn't we like to see that? So here's what's actually happened, Stephen, before we take off. The law is now siding with criminals rather than peaceful citizens. That's a bad place to be in America, brother. You got 10 seconds. Take it away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a rough situation. Frankly, I'm mostly glad that it didn't escalate any further on either side and everybody came out all right. And I expect that these charges won't stick.
I am with you on that one, too. Stephen Gutowski, Free Beacon, thank you, brother, for being here. Sorry for that weird, goofy call, but it made for some fun stuff. We'll have to play it back sometime just for kicks because we can. Stephen Gutowski, Free Beacon. Check out everything he writes at freebeacon.com. I'll be back tomorrow. Going to fill your prescription for freedom right here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.